Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no-hype advice, essential practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. Today, I am coming to you from just outside Zion National Park in Utah. I've been on this six-week road trip, something I've been wanting to do for a long, long time. It's a work/play experiment in working remotely, living fully, seeing the country, and being fully alive. It's been great. It's not easy, of course, to be on the road for so long, but it's all an experiment. This whole life experience is one big exploration, and I find if I get too set in my ways, I get rigid and fixed, and I become just less alive. So this is an experiment in living in flow, in creating moments that help me to wake up to life. So today I want to talk to you about being exhausted, being tired, feeling depleted. We hear it from others all the time. We say it to ourselves all the time. It's like a common language, you know, I'm exhausted. I have no time. There's no energy. I have no space in my life. I'm filled with noise all the time. I can't stop thinking. Well, this is what I propose to you today. If you're feeling exhausted, the antidote may not be what you think. The cure may not be just to have more space, more time, and get more rest. It may be something different. It may not be rest that you need. It may be something different. And I came to this idea. I've been reading this book by David White called Crossing. Oh my gosh, I forgot what the name of the book is. Hold on, I got to get this for you because it's too important. Oh, where is my book? See, this is what happens when you're in a hotel room and you have stuff all over the place, honestly. Okay, I'm going to get to the book. I'm going to put it in the footnotes, but it is... it's about crossing the unknown, and it's about work-life. It's about work-life balance, actually. He talks to Brother David Stendel Reist, and I may not be pronouncing that right, but Brother David has an unbelievable viral YouTube video on gratitude that I'm going to put in the show notes that is a must-see. Anyway, he asks Brother David, and David White, by the way, is a poet, beautiful spiritual teacher, poet, writer. He asks him, what do you think about exhaustion? And Brother David's comment back to him was that the antidote to exhaustion isn't wholesome, isn't more rest, it's wholesomeness. And as soon as I read that, it kind of stopped me in my tracks, and I thought, okay, I don't super relate to the word wholesomeness, but I do relate to the word fullness, right? So it's just words, it's just semantics. That the antidote or the cure to being exhausted and depleted may not be rest. It may be feeling more full day to day. It may be, in the words that I like to use, feeling alive. And so that's what I want to talk to you about today. The last few episodes, I've been coming at you with the scale of aliveness, right? On a scale of 1 to 5, how alive do you feel? 1 to 2 are the D words, depleted. I can't think this morning. Oh my goodness. You're really seeing me at my best here. Depleted, defeated, having absolute depressed even, right? At 1 to 2, we feel exhausted. We feel like we have nothing left for others. Number 3 in the middle is just that kind of meh, right? Average, not really here nor there, not really going gangbusters, not really feeling completely out of gas. But number 4 and 5, as I talked about, those F words, focused, fully alive, in flow, fired up, fully awake. So we go from the D words to the F words. D is what we're talking about today, the disengaged, distracted, depleted, depressed, dull, exhausted. That's an E word. We'll throw that in for good measure. So what does this have to do with anything? Well, what if we don't need more rest? What if we actually just need to feel more full more often? Carolyn Mace, who's been a teacher of mine for a long, long time, said something, or I heard something decades ago. She says that if you want more energy, just be more present. Because being present is like being plugged in to an outlet, to a transformer, actually, she says. Being present is like being plugged in to a transformer of energy. It refuels us, re-energizes us. When we are present, I talk about it in my book, On the Verge. When we are present, right here, right now, on the verge, we are more full. We are more energized. So what I want to talk to you today about today is how to create more moments of fullness in your life. These little batteries, right? It's like taking time to just plug in moment to moment to feel more full throughout the day, less depleted. And I want to keep this really simple for you because there's so much out there. There's so many talking heads that are just telling you what to do, what to buy. Usually there's a product, right? What I love about this podcast is I have no product to sell to you all, right? I have a book, I have programs and events, but I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm just here to share my experience in my own life and in my years of teaching and coaching others. So these little batteries throughout the day can help us to stay fueled and feeling more alive, more at a 4 or 5. Now I'm going to tell you that these moments of fullness, there's no extra time required. Well, maybe 10 minutes tops. Right? We all have 10 minutes. No money and no expertise. All right. These are ways to plug back in. This is your antidote for feeling exhausted. This is the cure. It's not just rest you need. It's not just space, time that you need. It's more fullness, more aliveness, more wholesomeness, in the words of Brother David. Okay, I'm going to give you, I have a list of 14 just kind of off the top of my head. Getting up before the family, or getting up with plenty of time to give you some quiet time in the moment, in the morning rather, alone time, quiet time to linger in your home, to linger in the bathroom, to linger in your bedroom, to linger. Getting up before the family, watching the sunrise alone. So just this morning, I told you I'm outside of Zion, so there's gorgeous canyon mountains, and I sat on my little deck, and I watched the sunrise alone, and I realized, my God, I needed this time. Just quiet. The air was so still. It wasn't more than 5 minutes, but it filled me. It fueled me. Listening to instrumental music. Why instrumental? Because words are exhausting. Hearing the human voice, even through song, as beautiful as it can be, it takes energy. Instrumental music is mentally relaxing. I have a favorite, Ludovico Inuandi. I'm going to put his stuff in the show notes. I listen to him almost every day when I work, sometimes when I'm driving, when I'm cooking. I just need some soothing music. If I don't go for quiet, I go for instrumental music. Find some or check him out. Walking your dog, if you have a dog, without any noise, without talking, without listening to anything, just listening to the birds, right? Listening to the sounds. This refuels us. Just being in the moment with whatever's arising helps us to gain energy. Preparing food without noise, without the noise of news, without that constant blaring of the TV. Can you find some quiet time doing that? Playing with your dog or child, you know, getting down on the floor for a few moments, sipping coffee on your back porch, reading an inspirational book. Maybe it's just a short poem or a short chapter or a short paragraph, but giving yourself that time of present moment awareness to refuel yourself. Leaving your bedroom clear and calm or clear and neat. Taking a few moments to make your bed, to put away the clothes, to clear the countertop. These are small things. They're priceless energy boosters, these little moments of fullness. Just a few more things is playing an instrument, if you're lucky enough to be doing that. And then once you get to work, how about just taking a few moments alone? I think this is one of the things that is not valued enough in our workplace. Something I talk about when I speak with organizations is those moments of when you first arrive to work. Now, if you work at home, it may be a little bit different. You have a little bit more control, perhaps. But when we can respect each other, when we first walk into the office and respect those few moments to organize, to settle, to clear, to ground, it's invaluable. It really is an energy boost. So if you manage others, you know, it's about creating a culture where we respect each other's first half hour of the morning without barraging each other with more things to do or questions. So you're going to have your own stuff. This, and I just went through really the morning. There's stuff that we can do during lunch, getting outside. I talk about it. Mini wins, taking a short walk, eating alone, eating in quiet, meditating, taking some time for gentle movement. And then in the evening as well. I'm not going to go through too much more because this is all really common sense. The point of really what I'm saying is to drive home this understanding that what we may be needing is just more fullness rather than more rest. So if you're feeling like you're living at a one or a two, most of the time, those D words, depleted, detached, disengaged, distracted, disconnected, maybe even depressed, then look at ways to bring more fullness and aliveness into your day throughout your day in ways that don't cost you any money, in ways that don't need a lot of time or expertise. Because here's the thing. We have this one life to live. And if you're feeling exhausted most of it, then it's a life not well lived, to be honest with you. We have this life force, this energy, this creativity to share. We want to not feel tapped out, but rather to feel tuned in to life. And we need to keep the tank fueled, that energy bank account I talked about a while back. We want to feel tapped in and more even keeled more often. So if you're feeling exhausted, don't blame the world for not giving you the time and the space you need or the circumstances that you need. The world's not going to do this for you. The world is not going to make you feel less exhausted. We've got to take control of the steering wheel of our lives, choose our state of being by choosing our action, plugging back into the transformer, the present moment, giving ourselves the space and time to plug back in, to re-energize through present moment awareness, through these simple things that we can do, these moments of fullness every single day. Take back your life and choose your state. Because if you don't, the world is going to choose it for you. And then you end up blaming others for what you don't have or don't feel. So, plug back in every day, guys. If you're feeling exhausted, look at the ways you need to plug back in. Make that time. And let me know what other little energy boosters you find really work. I'd love to hear, because I'll share them in the next podcast. I'd love to share what you have. So just reach out to me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. Tune in to these weekly podcasts. Drop in a note via email or on social media, and let's do this together. Let's help others find their little moments of fullness, their little energy boosters. We can help others do it. And boy, wouldn't that be pretty awesome if we found ourselves less exhausted and more plugged in to ourselves and each other. I think, you know, this stuff, these small changes in the world, they happen moment to moment. And we are all responsible and all involved in this game together. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Please check in with me. Check out my stuff on my website, KaraBradley.net. Download the free ebook on strategies to live in more flow. And let's go out there and shine. Have a great one.